and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first item on our agenda is to approve the agenda, and I actually have two amendments I would like to add to the agenda. And the first would be that we have a report from Mayor Murdoch in the town of Pinedale on the situation with the ball fields, and we'll do that first off at 9 o'clock. And the second addition would be to add Chief Cooper at about 11 o'clock to give us a report on the Tannerite fire. So considering those amendments, can I have a motion to adopt the amendments? Moved and second. Any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And motion carries. So we will start, Mr. Murdoch, if you'd like to come forward. Mr. Dorr, Ms. Bowman, if you'd like to come join, you're welcome to come to the table as well.
My phone going the right direction.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Commissioner.
Morning.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for this opportunity. As you know, the town of Pinedale has been in discussions with the Rural Healthcare District for quite some time about the use of the ball fields. At our last town council meeting, the council as a whole was pretty much in favor of making that sale and that transition or relocation. As you know, it would be simple for us just to kind of give a price. We could just say it's $4 or $5 million, here's what the ball fields cost. I know that there's a lot of people who feel like it's just green grass, but the town has invested a lot of money between irrigation and sod and fencing, and so we have over $4 million invested into that property. And so it would be fairly easy for the town to come up and just sell the piece of property like any other piece of property is sold in the county. But we're trying to be very careful in that whatever cost we put on, we recognize that that is going to be a cost that's going to be added to the Rural Healthcare District and eventually to the taxpayer. And so it's one of the reasons that we've taken the time to do an initial estimate last year, and then we hired Jorgensen to do a much deeper dive into the actual relocation costs from the ball field to two different locations. And then what I'd like to propose as we move forward, that we actually put it out to bid to get the real cost, and then that would be the cost that everybody shares, whether it be school district or rural healthcare district, as opposed to just kind of taking some general estimate. And so we looked at two locations primarily. The school district, and Chairman Ziegler is here as well, has told us that there are two locations that we could use, and it would be a long-term lease that the town of Pinedale could tap into. And so we looked at the site right next to the school bus barn on 191, and then one site on South Par Avenue, further south of the ice rink. The bus barn location is about a 35-acre parcel, all told. The one on Par Avenue is only 10. We then also looked at two options. One being the option of fields as similar to the ones we have currently, and one that would took into consideration some of the requests of the school district. And the school district had said, we'd like another soccer field. And so we added some different things to that. The only difference between option A and the current ball fields is that two or three of our fields up on the hill right now are not regulation. So it's a difference of about 8 or 10 feet that we've added to option A, just because we want to get some regulation fields in there. So in looking at the different options and different sites, option A, which is the grounds and ball fields pretty much the way they are right now, option B is with the additional soccer field. At the base cost for the bus barn location is about $2.9 million for option A as is, and that's just with sod. And then option B, which with the extended soccer field, is $3.9 million. Site 2, which is on Par Avenue, was actually significantly higher, of about 3.5 and 4.7. And that's because we would have to add either 2 acres or 12 acres to option A or option B, respectively. If you need to ask a question in the midst of this, feel free to interrupt me and ask the question. And so we as a town council felt that the bus barn location was a better location. It's near to the school barn. The school district has also said that would be useful because now we could put parking down there when activities take place, rather than all the kids parking in the Wrangler gym. The parents and people could just park there at the bus barn, load onto the buses, take off, and then load off on the buses, and our cars would be there. So we did draw up two, Jorgensen took the time and did two maps. And if you need to look at them, you can. I don't know if anybody's interested. We've already had a chance. But this was option A. It's essentially two softball fields with a combined little league field and one soccer field. And this is the base price of $2.9 million. One of the other costs that we are looking at is we've done also a traffic study in the process. We've also done wetland delineation. So Jorgensen really did a deep dive on this. And so their estimate is what they kind of feel is the outside costs. We believe that, well, we hope that it'll come in cheaper when we get it out to bid. But one of the additional costs, as you can tell, is Wilson Street, which is right behind Performance Tech. That could either be just a pathway, very similar to the pathway going to the elementary school that we did last year, or it could be actually be a street. We would like to make sure that we create a safe way for kids to get across Highway 191. We'd like it so that people can have two accesses. The school district themselves has expressed an interest that they would rather not have a lot of traffic on the bus lane, because when buses are coming and going, they don't want to have to worry about other people driving in and out. Option B, if I can find it quickly. As I said, is now with an additional soccer field, and there's an additional, no, it's the same field. So this is the additional money of about $3.9 million. The school district does have a soccer program, and they, soccer is a very important sport for them. So this is a project that they were much more inclined to go with. It has an additional parking lot, and the cost of the 3.9, that actually does include the paving for both parking lots. Again, Wilson Street is not included in that in the original estimate. So in putting this together, the town of Pinedale has said, we have committed $1 million and have been there for quite some time. And what we've told the Rural Healthcare District is that we are comfortable putting $1 million to this project. The school district has said that they would give us a long-term lease. And if we were to have no other partners, option A would be the minimum plan. But the school board, we met with them at the last Friday. Only three of the seven members were able to attend. But all three members did concur that option B was the preferable one. And there is the possibility of actually putting synthetic turf on one or two of those fields. And if we could do synthetic turf, that would actually extend our season out, both in the spring and fall, and make it more competitive. There's a lot of sports and regional sports activities that are taking place that people are looking for some better fields. And so in that discussion, the town of Pinedale, and I know the Rural Healthcare District, could not go to synthetic, but the school district said that they would take that as a consideration. So perhaps they would go for option B, and perhaps they would also kick in so we could get synthetic fields, at least in one of the fields. So that's kind of where we are right now. The school district, did not have a quorum, so they could not vote and take a resolution. Chairman Ziegler is here, so if I say anything, you can yell at me. Did say that they are more than willing to call a special meeting if required, but one of the things that they, as a group, had also said is they would like to know where the county is sitting on this issue, just to see if we're all kind of moving forward. So I've kind of renamed this now the Hospital Consortium. We successfully did broadband. And so we're now moving forward into hospital. So I'm hoping that we can, I think we would all agree that option B is the much better option. There are better fields. There's more there. We are talking about sponsorships to other location, other people who might be willing to partner with us and get us more synthetic. But this field would be significant enough that it would probably solve a lot of the problems for school district, for the town, and it would free up the complete ball field up there. One discussion that we would need to have at some point, and Ed's not here, and I don't know how town council or you guys want to deal with this, but we've also talked about the Rural Healthcare District is only needing most of the ball fields, and there's still 4 to 5 acres up there that could go to the cemetery district, who's been wanting some property as well. So another kind of ball in the air that we can try to solve down the road.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to make a comment and then pass it along to the rest of the commission to voice their opinions. I am familiar with this. As you know, we were at the town council meeting, Commissioner Brauhauser and myself. We looked over these plans. I've given that some thought. We've had some further conversations since your meeting on Friday with the school district and the healthcare board district. So I am going to refer to my notes in terms of my statement, and then we'll proceed from there. And I'd like to say that based on my experience and conversations with the commission, I think we, the commission, have had a concern and a goal for integrated health care in Sublette County. Unity amongst all parties, i.e. the Sublette Center, the Rural Health Care District, EMS, and public health, working together towards a common goal, which is comprehensive health care in our county. The commissioners more recently have demonstrated a willingness to assist the Rural Health Care District financially as they move forward with their plans to develop a CA. Actions on our part include the waiving of payment of the lease fees for the past 6 months, as well as for the next year. And this in part is due to the progress and the diligence we see in the healthcare district trimming their budget and their engagement with multiple shareholders, including the municipalities, all three, the Sublette Center, and the county commissioners, in finding the right solutions for healthcare needs of this county. Consequently, I am of the opinion that the commissioners would be willing to participate financially in a partnership to enable the Rural Health Care District to purchase the ball fields from the town of Pinedale. Now, this opinion is based on two caveats. The first is the commissioners are assisting the health care district to purchase land from the town of Pinedale, critical to the health care district's plans for future development of a health care facility. The second one is that the recognition that this purchase is made possible by equal contributions and the collaborative effort of the town of Pinedale, school district number one, the Rural Health Care District, and the Board of County Commissioners, and is something that will benefit residents of the entire county. This cooperating relationship is critical to the process both now and in the future. Now, I'd like to pass it along to other commissioners to make their comments and express their opinions. Commissioner Lauser.
I think that since this began, when we first came on as county commissioners, I said, let's get the right people at the table and we'll get this solved in 10 minutes. Well, I found out that it's a little more complicated than that. But now the right people are at the table. Now we can start to get something done because everybody is here. And it seems like to me, going to all these meetings, that we're all focused on the right, we're going in the right direction. And I don't think it'll take very long to get us moving and get this taken care of so we can have health care, good health care. And I don't want to say good health care because we have good health care. We just need to move better, get better health care, just get ourselves a call, get everything going the way we've been trying. But we're getting more people on the team. It's going to work from the towns all the way through. Everybody's working together. And as long as we work together, there's nothing we can't do.
I would just reiterate my interest in this is in the arena of healthcare, not building astroturf ball fields, and I am interested in contributing to help the Rural Healthcare District purchase that property for healthcare, and I think anything that Town of Pinedale and the school want to do beyond, you know, astroturf, all that stuff, that's up to them. But I just want to say, I don't think it's the county's responsibility to build ball fields. So I don't, you know, that the plans for ball fields are up to you. I am interested in what we need to pay for that property and how everybody can come together to come up with the money to accumulate that land for healthcare needs, future healthcare needs of the county. It's that simple for me.
Thank you, Mr. Miller.
So I just think back to in the beginning, the first go around with the CA, Lorraine Warner had to have community support, and it wasn't there then. And it's obviously here now. I mean, we've got the schools now, which is a huge benefit. They're working with everybody. think the ball fields is also a plus to the community for economic development. It's going to fill motel rooms and help everything move along. So I'm in support of helping out this situation also.
Commissioner Beckman?
I think everybody's pretty much said what I would have liked to have said, so that's the reason I sit on the end of the table. but I think the collaborative effort of Sublette County coming together is going to, in the foreseeable future at least, be to the benefit of all of us. The one thing that I would like to reiterate is I think the commission, at this point at least, the money that they are going to commit will be to the purchase of the ball fields. That's where it should stop, at least initially, in my mind. So, yes, I would be in favor of working with the entities that are involved to make the transition happen from that perspective.
Thank you. So I think you have heard our opinions. I think you know that we are in agreement unanimously to participate and move forward financially to help the healthcare district purchase this property so that they can move on with their plans. And then, as been stated, how you handle that with the school district and that cooperation and the further benefit that the town and the county is going to gain is a separate but still a distinct part of this, not only this discussion, but the work that's enabled us to get to this point. Yep. So, any questions or comments?
I guess I'd like to just say thank you to everybody involved. This has been a way more complicated process than we
thought. You think?
But it is a group effort, and I appreciate everybody's contributions towards this process. It enables us, obviously, to utilize those facilities that we already have, and that's a huge deal. So, thank you.
I would mirror those comments. Absolutely.
Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to say thank you. And I, one of the things that, in all these discussions, it's been a pleasure actually for the town of Pineville to be working as closely we have these last couple of years. So I hope that that will continue, and I appreciate your comments and your support. And we will roll forward and make next steps towards that now with your commitment.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Really, now we can have you move forward toward the bridge.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Can you do approve the minutes?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for keeping me on track. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Who got it unanimously? Thanks, Gary.
All righty. You guys got my activity report.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on that stuff? The only thing that's kind of happened with the fire, we had a motor grader up on there putting fire line in all day into Saturday night, but that turned out really well. The fire guys did an amazing job. So, yeah. Other than that, we just got our updates.
Metal Arts, main line's paved, as Tom knows, and now they're working on the parking lot today, getting ready to pave that, and work on the approaches down to the highway, and everything's looking good. It rides really nice, and turned out well, I think.
Well, we do have on our agenda today that we're going to go out there at 1 o'clock and,
nice.
And review the nice
tour the
good work that's been done.
Yep. Yes. No, it rides well, and I think everybody should be pretty pleased.
Well, they should be.
Nice. I see nothing but smiles.
Yeah.
We'll add our smiles to that list.
Yeah.
All those projects take is money.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it. That's it. That one was well spent, though, I think. Though.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. And then we've been working on the cottonwood ryegrass project, and we're thinking we can put out to bid this fall the large water crossings. There's four big boilerplates that are in right now, and we think we can put large arch pipes in. Just do those crossings this year, then get our delineation and everything figured out this fall and this winter with the Corps, and then put the plans out for phase one, not including those culverts, next spring.
Plymouth Citizen.
Yep.
Would be good.
Yep, and then the key would be if we want, if the county would want to buy in to kind of speed things up, because I don't know what the lead time is on getting these big culverts. I got an email in, but I haven't heard back. So it may be a possibility for the county to purchase them as part of the project and then just supply them for the contractor to install when we put it to bid.
I think that's a good approach.
Because we can, I think the earliest we could probably award it would be the second meeting in September.
It also saves us 10% or 15.
As long as it's reflected in the cost.
Right.
Yep. So, with your guys' approval, that's kind of how we would like to proceed with that project.
I think we're good with that.
Yeah. Okay. That's how we'll proceed on. I'll get everything finalized and get in touch with Billy and we'll proceed from there.
So that'll be the app. This is here shortly.
Yeah, probably next week we'll send it out for proposals. I'll send it to the Corps to make sure they're in the loop this week, and then we'll have the plans ready to go out next week and we can get the pipe ordered and then award it.
Do you have a list of contractors you're sending to?
It would be Bennett Co. Teletractors, and then we'll because I know we prefer to keep it local.
We're open to suggestions.
No, I'm just trying to think if there's anybody you're leaving out. I don't know. You know, we kind of lose their hues. Are they getting to where they're capable of those things?
Okay.
What else?
Maybe before we get to that point, we can submit a list to the commission and Billy.
I just want to make sure we're not leaving somebody else.
Yep.
And what about, I don't know if Harbors are to that point, big enough, they're big enough.
I mean, sure, invite them.
They can get the packet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I think the broader we send it out, the better.
Yeah. I'd like to make sure we don't leave anybody.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to make that list wide and see what kind of response we get.
Okay.
And it doesn't hurt to go beyond just local because that helps keep everybody honest.
Yep.
Because if they know it's local, then price goes up.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I guess the other one would be that Schedule A project with the Forest Service.
Yeah.
Exactly how we wanted to start proceeding on that.
I've been working with these guys about putting it out the best way to do it. Because my estimate, you know, when I went up there and I had to run it again, I went to go up there and then.
Well, wait a minute, Bill. Let me just stop you a minute. If it's something you're thinking about putting out for bid, I don't think it's something you ought to disclose in terms of your estimate if you were going to use it.
Right. I wasn't going to say, I was just off of what they did on that Schedule A money. It was off of what I said.
Okay.
And if you look at that, you know, I mean, when I went with Rob and we ran that was based, you know, pretty much just on that one road. Leading, you know, up there, and you know, kind of if you read that, they have a bunch of other roads. So, I mean, it's kind of, we were talking about it, it's kind of hard to, because we could put it out just to see what they would do with that much money, you know what I mean? And then see the existing, I guess that's what I'm asking, is that how you want us to present that? Or just have them go and say, okay, because what my estimate was to get the road passable, fix the bad spots, you know, and make it a decent.
I see what you're saying. Do you put it out as an exact project, or do you put it out as a, what will you guys accomplish for this amount?
Exactly.
Not to exceed. And I guess that's a little bit out of the box, but I don't mind trying that. Let's see, because if one comes in and says, we're going to do culverts, we're going to do this and gravel and this for this amount of money, and you're getting more out of your buck.
Right, that's what I'm asking.
How do you think
it's a little unconventional.
Yeah, well, how do you think that compares? How do we make that comparison? Because the question that I think was brought up was the cost if we did it versus the cost if private enterprise did it. So how do we compare X amount of work versus a complete project or... Are you going to give us $100,000 worth of work? I'm not.
Well, I know what I
understand.
Said we were going to do, so I know what the county was going
to
do.
So we'll still be able to draw that comparison.
Exactly, and then, but I mean, we could do it. We could have them say what they'll do with that money that's there, and then, you know, the rest of what they, you know, we could run the road with them and say, okay, and they, so they could do like both. You
but
know.
We will still be comparing apples to apples.
Exactly.
Mr. Chairman, I see a plus to using this philosophically because in this Schedule A, we have a given amount of money. Mm-hmm. And unless we're interested in putting more money in the pot and making a project out of it, it's probably the best to do it this way and say, we've got this so many thousand dollars, what can you do to this road for that? And then compare it to what it would cost the county. So I it is a little bit out of the box because we're, by doing it this way, we're saying we're not willing to pad this project and change it from a $60,000 project to $150,000 project.
Right.
So let's try it this way and see how it works.
I think you need to include some baselines. You know, this is kind of what we're expecting, these options.
Right.
What are you gonna, how many of these are you going to give us?
Yeah, and there's, when you read through those separate roads, because they're talking about the Under Rim Road, they're looking at Clark Straw Road, and if there's any funds left over, looking at the one that goes from the south fork of the Hoback around to the Stanford.
And the only thing I ever ran right. Rob was Clark Straw, so that was what the
and they're trying to stretch their dollar.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not a lot of specification in there on culvert sizing or how to handle crossings, so those are the types of things that, you know, we don't necessarily want to get involved and do. You know, we want to make sure that the Forest Service, I mean, they're the ones that came up with this plan, you know, what are their priorities on each of these, so we can explain that to the contractor, say, this is what we absolutely want to get done, what more can you do for this amount of money, you know, and I don't know what, if we need to go into given like spec and culvert sizes, you know, some of them are going to involve clean rock. You know, where is that material coming from? Because nothing's screened at the fisherman pit. So there's more to it, I think, than what's in those contracts that the contractor's going to have questions on. So that's something we could help Billy with, just try and figure it out, get the questions, present it to the Forest Service and say, you know, what, we're headed in this direction, this is what we'd like to do, but we need to get some of these clarified so that we can, you know, give the contractors a fair shot at, you know, putting numbers
to it. If they want to spec out the diameter of the culverts and the length, that helps. It helps get everybody on the same page.
Yeah. Page,
so
right.
They're bidding on the same thing.
So it would be an amendment to the, you know, that was an agreement, you know, Schedule A, so I don't know if there's going to be another contract that's let, you know, or you know, how that's going to work.
Sounds to me you gave it a lot of thought. It's unconventional. Let's try it and see how it goes. That's my opinion.
I agree. All right, that kind of gives us an idea of how to go.
Okay.
That'll be fun for you.
And that's, I think that's up December of next year.
Yeah.
So.
So you got a year.
I think we could do a drive through. I think it's imperative that we do a drive through and have the Forest Service there this fall. Then we can work it out. You know, how do we want to put this out so everybody's on even ground, and then get some numbers and come back and say this is option A, B, C, D.
Good. So. Okay.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Other than that,
I just got the HDR finished their revisions on the landfill, so that'll be going to David Reed here probably next week. He can start his technical review, and we'll get one step closer to permit approval.
Okay.
So, yeah. Light at the end of the tunnel.
Just slow.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
One step at a time.
One step at a time.
Okay. I've been working on this landfill permitting since before I was ever a commissioner. And it just never ends.
It never ends.
Yeah. 2 years ago, I thought we were getting close. But maybe we're closer.
We're getting closer now.
Yeah. Okay.
Other than that, that's all we got.
Any questions for these guys?
No? Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Billy, sometime I may call and go take us on this road.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there. I'd like to go see it because we talk about it, but never been there.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's
Yeah.
Would bring Butch out of retirement, but we just get stuck.
There's yeah.
there's no reason.
Parts of it's like almost side by side only.
Well, and I would take mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I was going to tell you when you get a chance, you can let her up dark and get you side by side and go up to both legs.
Well, we look around. Well, we tried it once. Yes. We only got, we went so far, we said, I'm tired of getting beat up here. And how they get their vehicles in there, that's not a side by side.
We hauled five bales of hay up on one side.
I'm going to be a little
flatbed last week to cow camp, but man.
So, I mean,
that really right now is the worst it's been. Well, oh,
but there's, we got up there and went, it's like right, this. And like, yeah, pretty soon, there's two guys with their tent in their suburban.
Yeah, so, yeah. I think we'll just park it there. I
have no idea.
Okay. Moving on. The next item on our agenda is the approval of the communication tower shelter bids for the Lumen and Kismet towers. As you know, at the last meeting, we were presented with a quote from Rocky Mountain Communication System on those towers. If I can get to the bottom line. What I need is a motion from Rocky Mountain to approve the quote they gave us on the Kismet shelter site at $197,936. And the Lumen shelter site at a cost of $184,911.
So moved.
It's been moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Got a second. Is there any discussion?
I have some. I'm curious because at the last meeting, I think Mr. Cooper said he was going to try to find some other bids. Has that occurred so that we know? I think the discussion and I can't remember exactly, but he was going to find some other bids so that he knew, we knew that this was the best deal, so to speak.
Well, my understanding, and this was something that Chief Cooper was acting on the morning of the meeting and something that occurred the night before, and I think they were going to have conversations with Wildlink. And with the hopes of Wildlink maybe coming in and doing one of the shelters, sharing the cost on that. You got the communique on that. That did not work out to our advantage, and there were no other bids to receive. So these are the bids that we have, and that's why rather than telling Chief Cooper that we had in a circuitous manner told him he could accept those bids, and I would put it on the agenda today to finish the conversation because he stopped us short of that last time based on information he thought he might get that would move us to a lower cost. But to answer your questions, no further bids were received. These are the bids that we have, and that's why I brought it before the commission for a formal vote. Any other discussion?
Also, we filed an insurance claim on our Kismet Tower last year, and they gave us an extension last winter because we hadn't done any work because we couldn't get there. That extension is up on September 24th, and we need to be building a building or we don't get the rest of our insurance money, which is about $16,000.
So if we, in fact, approve this, as the motion is stated, then we can go forward with that and perhaps even get an extension based on the fact that we need a little more time, but at least we have movement.
Correct. The tower is ready to go and ready to be put up. We already bought the tower.
Right.
And the cement's been poured, so the building is the next thing. And when I talked with Dave Smith, he said we could come really close to the September 24th deadline if we moved on it soon.
Okay.
Do it.
Any other questions? If not, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. No opposition. Motion carries unanimously. We're now to our next item, which is Joan and Andre, if you'd like to come forward. And we're going to be talking about the sound system upgrade.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, our system is going to be, as you know, around $77,000. Currently, it's so outdated that we've got a karaoke machine on the other end. If someone dies, we'll be doing a funeral on a karaoke machine. But we just need to get it upgraded to the digital. You know, it's been great and it served its purpose, but 10 years on electronics is past.
The technology's really changed. You bring in a newer laptop, you know, you can't even hook to the system.
And we've had this conversation before. We've talked about this prior to budget. I guess what you're coming to us and asking is, can we proceed forward with having Andre working through maintenance and the bid that you received to proceed forward with getting the
yes.
sound system
right.
updated?
And we did try and get some other bids for the same equipment. The problem is we have to find companies that actually deal with the same whatever the brand is, I can't
yeah.
pronounce it. The good stuff. none of the other ones were even interested in bidding.
And the person you do have a bid for is the same outfit as done.
It's the ones that do our courthouse.
Our
we do all our service through them. We have a service agreement with them for the courthouse and with Jones Building, also Rendezvous Point. So
this is not something that we need a motion for. This is just something they need direction in terms of pursuing. But my understanding, of course, is because of the way the budget was done, at some point you're going to have some budget transfer to cover
yes,
the cost.
Yes, the senior center line item doesn't even have enough money in it to
yeah.
do just this.
So I guess that's what we're considering in terms of giving them the okay to move forward. So is there any concerns, comments, or questions?
Mr. Chairman, the question I have, or clarification, this comes out of the maintenance budget, this project cost.
Yeah, we'll have to amend that.
Yeah.
It comes out of there, but we're going to have to transfer it.
But
yeah.
it does come out of that. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing that's where the money will end up.
And we'll probably transfer it out of communication, which I think isn't this kind of a communication.
Well, we can decide that because I imagine we have a budget transfer. That's not going to be the only item on the list.
Exactly.
So I guess what we're looking for is, anybody have any opposing opinions on giving them the okay, knowing that we're talking about a price range of $77,000 and that at some point in time we're going to have to do a budget transfer into maintenance budget in order to cover this project.
Anything for Joan?
That's kind of what we say.
Yeah.
That's our department motto.
It is their department motto. We feed them.
That's how you get this.
It is. Oh, yeah. It is.
Everybody okay with this?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Get
so
it done.
You've got the direction to move forward with
okay.
it. And then when it comes down to your budget, we will talk to Carrie and see what else we need to do in terms of that budget transfer.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you.
See you guys.
See ya.
Now you feed them.
No, I can feed that. We already do. We have for years.
Yeah, we'll be over there tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you really? Oh, yeah. You,
that's right. We changed
right.
the minister's corner.
Yeah. Okay. We're
yeah.
expecting you. Not you. Not you or you.
What kind of discrimination is this?
Have a
yeah.
good day.
Yeah. You can take my place.
Okay, so we're moving right along. The next item, you want to take a break before we go into executive session?
Yep.
Yeah, we
take
could.
A short break.
I'd like it to be noted that we are on time.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Where's the media today?
Oh, good.
Oh,
I got
right
a
there.
Phone call.
Right oh, there. Okay.
We'll take a break. Be back in just a few minutes.
Exempt
and non-exempt.
That's part of it. I think there's going to be some more stuff. There's some more stuff coming up.
Oh,
is.
Ouch. How's that hip doing?
Good. Good. I overdid it the other day. Lifted some rocks, mowed the yard, went to therapy, and then the other hip started acting up.
Oh.
So I was, yeah.
So when do you do the other one? Do you know yet?
Nah. After I hung out.
Got to get
my priorities first. But Dick Tanner's having his done tomorrow.
Really?
Yep.
Well, he might be back and ready to go.
Well, after he saw how easy it was.
So it's an issue, and he'll hate you forever.
Well, I hope he comes out of it like I did, and then it'll be fine. Oh, yeah.